Isn't the Rambam like this? Just a simple question. The Rambam has a bias. Shani Shemalcha Yovin goes exactly like Yisrael. A bit with dust on when Nichos and Lasik b'Torah mitzvahs. So he gives the whole story. And he gives certain. He puts down the elements of the story. Parsha Yovin Monam b'Bnei Seim Nachzul Echol. B'Tzal Lahem Li Yisrael Maod Mitneim V'Lachatz and Lachatz Gadla Chirichem Aleim Alekei Aveisenu V'Yishiyim Yadam V'Yitzilaim. The Gavru B'nei Chashmonai Kehanim Agdelim V'Hargum. Interesting. So that's the first one. And the second, in Alach Beis, it goes to the Nase of the Shemin. Okay. But the question we raised is that why does he give you the Sipra Maisa? If it's the Rama style to give you Sipra Maisa, so he should have given you Sipra Maisa on Megillah too. Megillah doesn't give you Sipra Maisa. Starts off Mitzvah saying, what's the lesson over there? Kriyas on Megillah. And okay, so you'll say it's in the Megillah. So it doesn't tell you to read the Megillah. I mean, if he feels he has to tell you the background, that means so then he should tell you the background of it too. Okay, and Megillah no, Kriya on Megillah Bismanim, it's the same thing. So why does the Rambam do that? Why does he give you that information? So the question we raise is another question. The question is the Sipur HaMaisa part of the Persume Miso? Is there a text that's associated with the mitzvah or not? So on the one hand, say there's a text associated with the mitzvah, doesn't seem halachic. I mean, halacha is madlik in there, and that's it. That's amazing. On the other hand, it would be a very strange thing to say that, let's say, for instance, the Sipra Maisa is forgotten. You don't know the Sipra Maisa. Would it be Persume Nisa? I mean, it sounds like a Balbatish question, but to me, it bothers me, yeah? In other words, so it comes out that you're being mafarsim and nace through adlakas on there, right? And let's say everybody forgets about what the nace was. You would say pirsum and nace? It would seem not. I mean, pirsum what? You have to mafarsim something, you see? So pirsum and nace would seem to be something that if you forget the nace, so then there wouldn't be any pirsum. So it would be a funny thing, like halacha would be deficient because you're setting up a halacha where the nace, the text of the nace is not part of the halacha. The halacha is simply to light, to be madlik, and the text of the nace is not part of the halacha, correct? So it comes out that the halacha is structured in a way that if something is forgotten, the whole halacha falls apart, and the halacha didn't guarantee itself any kind of continuity for the future. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, halacha is set up in a way where if something would drop out, so the halacha would be absurd because there's no text of the nace, right? There's no text of the nace, so there's just halacha sanet to be mefarsim a certain event, but the event itself isn't part of the halacha. So it comes out that it's possible that you'll tell me that Klal Yisrael will never forget. Why will they never forget? I don't know why they'll never forget, but you have to show me in the halacha itself that the halacha is structured in a way where it guarantees that it should continue in a rational way, that it makes sense. The halacha can't be deficient. The halacha can't rely on extraneous things. You understand what I'm saying? So that I think is the problem that the Rambam was bothered with, or was tackled. That's really the problem of the Rambam. You see, so how does the Rambam, what's the answer? What's the Rambam's answer? What's the answer? Why does the Rambam tell you the story, the Sipra Maisa? Is Sipra Maisa, is the Sipra Maisa part of the Tzuras HaTakana? It's not part of Tzuras HaTakana. If it's part of Tzuras HaTakana, how is it part of Tzuras HaTakana? And if it's not, it comes out that if a certain element falls out, you have no Takana anymore. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, the halacha has to be complete in its own way, in its own system. The elements have to be complete. Can't have an element that could drop out and the whole halacha fall apart. Yeah. So the answer we gave is simply that every mitzvah has Torah Shebaal Peh attached to it. Every mitzvah. Deraisa, Rabbanan, like Ramban says, every deraisa is filled with sources from Torah Shebaal Peh. We lost some with regard to some mitzvahs, but even now we have every mitzvah has Torah Shebaal Peh. So every mitzvah mit Rabbanan also has Torah Shebaal Peh. Also has Torah attached, related to the mitzvah. Correct? Right? Yeah. So what the Rambam is saying is simply that the Sipur HaMaisa is a part of the Torah Shebaal Peh of the mitzvah of Hanukkah. just like the halacha of birkas, just like the halacha of kol shechayv v'kriyas megillah chayv badlakas aner, amadlakas sablad rishon mevarach shalosh brachas ve'elohein. All these halachas are really, what are these halachas? This is the Torah Shebaal Peh ben hageya to the mitzvah of Hanukkah. So every mitzvah has related to it, you see, related to it, an entity of Torah Shebaal Peh. So what the Rambam is saying is that the text, the Sipur HaMaisa, is a part of the Torah Shebaal Peh of the Maisa HaMitzvah of Hadlakas Aner. You see? That's what the Rambam. That's why the Rambam has halacha aleph, halacha beis. It's not a sipur ha'maaseh. The Rambam doesn't write things that are extraneous. It's not to tell you information. I mean, you look up in a history book. The Rambam, whatever the Rambam writes, is halacha. So what the Rambam in framing Hilchas Chanukah, what the Rambam did was he defined what is Hilchas Chanukah, all the Torah that has to do with the ma'isa ha'mitzvah of hadlakas aner. What the Rambam tells you is the chiddush of the Rambam is that the account of the events, the narrative of Hanukkah, is a component of the Torah Shebaal Peh of the Maisa Mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, just like the halacha of which brachas do you make, and how many brachas do you make, and which bracha, what's the order of the brachas, and all the halachas. The Sipur HaMaaseh is a part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That answers the question. Of course, the question was that the halacha would seem to be deficient, but the halacha says Pirsum HaNeis. Well, Pirsum HaNeis depends on an account. And there's no guarantee that the account itself is not part of the halacha. So therefore, if the account is lost, then you're doing a nonsensical performance. What neis? So the account can't be outside of the system. The system has to be able to guarantee its own survival, so to speak, its own continuation based upon elements in the system itself. Can't rely on extraneous things that people are going to remember this. I mean, it's not the way halacha works. So that's the answer. The answer is that the Sipur HaMaaseh is a part of what? The Torah Shebaal Peh of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Aner. That's what Rambam has halacha aleph is basically the basic Sipur HaMaaseh and the essential nace of the Melchama. And then the Rambam has the second thing, halacha beis, which is the minyan ayomim. The kviyas of the minyan ayomim is based upon the nace Hashem. You see? Okay, then it's the question. All right. Oh, so the objective is executed. You mean that the Sipur HaMaaseh remains? Oh, so it's very good. So the objective is executed very simply, because since it's a part of the Torah Shebaal Peh of the mitzvah, so layamushim pichom pizarachom pizarzarachom arashim etavad olam. That's the guarantee that the Sipur HaMaaseh will always be there. The Sipur HaMaaseh is incorporated in Klal Yisrael via what? Via the entity of Torah Shebaal Peh. Yeah, through the mitzvah of Tamatara, exactly. Yeah, through the mitzvah of Tamatara. That's exactly right. No. That's why in Megillah, the Rambam doesn't mention an account in Megillah, because over there, the pirsum is Torah Shebichsav. It's Torah Shebichsav, it's the Megillah itself. There's no reason to mention it. You see? So in Megillah, the pirsum is Al Yedei Torah Shebichsav. You see? In Ner Hanukkah, the pirsum is through Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the difference. Exactly. The Gemara Mai Chanukah is not a Sipur HaMaaseh. Gemara Mai Chanukah is Torah Shebaal Peh. Mai Chanukah is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Chofei B'Kislev Nichnasu La'Eichol and the whole thing is all Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam is telling you the elements. These elements, the Rambam is listing the first halacha. I mean, we could spend time going through each element, but each element the Rambam lists in the first halacha is all the ingredients of the Torah Shebaal Peh in a geya to the Maisa Mitzvah. Every mitzvah has Torah. There's no mitzvah without Torah. Either Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebaal Peh. So the difference between Chanukah and between Purim is Purim has Torah Shebichsav and Chanukah has Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay. It wouldn't be a problem even with regard to Goyim. And I see he's mentioning the Rav's question, can you be Mefasan and Nes for Goyim? If you're living in a town where there's all Goyim, you light a candle, you Mekayim Mitzvah Lachznes. So the Rav brought a riot from Rashi from Talmud Doi. Is Achetichla Ragla Tarmadoi that it's Goyim. So because they're the last ones through. So you see this Pirsum HaNeis even with regard to Goyim. Even if you say it doesn't, Torah Shebaal Peh really is for Goyim too. I mean, Goyim Chayiv and Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Noach. I mean, where does the Chiyuv come from? I mean, it's Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no way. As a matter of fact, the whole Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Noach is Torah Shebaal Peh. Basically, I mean, there's Ramos in the Torah, but it's all Torah Shebaal Peh. So Goyim is Chayiv and Torah Shebaal Peh also. is chayav teshuva peh also. Sheven mitzvahs, yeah, but it's not just sheven mitzvahs. It's anything that has to do with shvacha shel makam, like a Rav Meisher has a tshuva there for guys in the Nei Sar is mechit mispao mitaraisa. Because that's a munah b'Hashem. So pirsa manes, I mean, is also part of his. He's also chayav to recognize that. He's also chayav to recognize the Nei Sar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, I mean, a guy is not the. People don't understand. They think that a guy, I mean, it's a big mistake. That people think guys are shoving this man out. It's a big mistake. I mean, what did Hill tell that guy over there? I have the best right. Hill told the guy, he says, V'afto recha kamacha, he says. That's the whole, that's called Torah Kula, rest is pirish. Okay, you have to know what that means. It's not like it means simply, like Rashi says. It means, V'afto recha kamacha. So now that you love him so much, now you have to tell him what's good, and that's called Torah Kula. Yeah. But the thing is, yeah. But my point is that that's something which is a stama mistake. That a guy is chayiv in shevet zaneir, but insofar as perfection is concerned, I mean, it's chayiv in all and in everything, lashon hara, all those things is all perfection of man. A guy is chayiv in all those things. I mean, if he doesn't do it, there's no onish bezdin on him for any of these things. But in terms of perfection of man, he's chayiv in all these things. Shimuzos kol am mazin kol yosh vecholad gam bnei adam gam bnei ish as ben nayach and ben avram. Derech Hashem is Avraham Avinu. Predates Matan Torah. Okay, just a total misconception. Yeah, but anyway. Now Bernie's pointing out the Rambam in the beginning of the before. You're right. Nobody looks as wrong. He brings down the his introduction to the mitzvahs right in the very beginning of the Yad. So he says. He's talking about the mitzvahs, Megillah and Hanukkah. Today, lahaskir shvachav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu uchuos she'asalanu vayakarav l'shavasenu kedei levarcho ulahalalo kedei lahodil l'doros haboyim she'emes mashiv tichana b'tara umi goy gadol asheloy l'kim krev melav. And that's talking about the other nations. We'll say that. And that's the Rambam also in the Tshuva, where he says that to a guy, he could teach anything that has to do with the Yedias Hashem and the Amita Satara. And this is exactly what he's saying. It's Amita Satara. It's exactly what the Rambam says in the Tshuva. He allowed to teach a guy anything that shows the Amita Satara. Emes Mashiv Tichana Batara. That's very good. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, that the mice has to be part of Torah Shabbat. That's correct. If not, the whole takana. That's right. That's correct. Saying that the Torah is part of Torah Shabbat. It's an interesting thing. You see, but in this first Rambam, by the way, is the Yesod, one of the Yesodas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Namely, is that I mean, you say it in the Alanis. But the idea is that most people, the whole idea of what the Rambam says, that Vitalahem, the Yisrael, where he says, Vashim Yavitzim, the government, Hashmanah, Kahana, Magdala, Vahargam, Vashim Yisrael, Miyadam, okay, Vachazim, Achos, Yisrael. Yeah, but the Rambam, but the essential thing is, yeah, these individuals did these things, they did these things, but essentially, I mean, the whole picture of Yahadis is, that most people look at the immediate causes, impressed with the immediate cause. But of course, it's not a realistic view of reality. Those little causes find themselves in the sea of other causes. So Yahadis demands that you look at the big picture. In terms of the big picture, it's only Akash Baruch. Once a person recognizes the big picture, it's only Hashem. Only Akash Baruch. That's really a fun. The whole idea of Shevach Vayedor LaMakom is not a religious idea. It's a realistic idea. Because Shevach Shomakom means the person understands. Actually, over there, what happened was that they got into another battle, the Greeks, with Egypt, I think it was, that distracted them. And that's why the Hashemayim would have been totally wiped out. So the person that sees the whole picture, it's only Shevach Shomakom. I mean, it's not a religious idea. It's a realistic idea. The non-religious person is just simply short-sighted. He just sees the immediate cause and he attributes everything to that little immediate cause. He wants to negate, as if there aren't millions of possibilities out there. that could in one instant just remove this one little immediate cause. So that's really the Hashkafas HaYadus, is the real picture. The real picture. Once you see the real picture, you know one thing. It's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes. Yeah, the other point, I mean, I think that's a significant point, something you should think about. But the but anyways, it's an interesting thing the way he has. Why does Ram have Tzal Lam Yisrael Mo'ovet Neim V'Lochatzim Lachatz Gadol Ad Sherichem Aleim Alakei Aveseinu V'Shiyem Miyodam V'Yitzilein? Why does he have to put that in? That seems like a lecture. So that I think is something that I mentioned many times, the name of the Rav, what the Rav said. And that is that in the shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Neis, you have to mention the other side. You have to mention, in other words, the shevach demands that you mention how bad it was, because the shevach is in proportion to the change. You see, so that's why the Rambam of Tzalem. This is a clear riot to what the Rav says. Tzalem li Yisrael ma'od name. Actually, it's Pesukim in the Torah, with regard, of course, to Pesach, to Sipur. We got Sipur. It says Ram fal same pattern. But Tzalem li Yisrael ma'od mitneim v'lochatzum lachatz gadol acherichem aleim alakei aveseinu v'shin. That's what the Rav said. That it means that in the shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'negeya to the Geula and the Yeshua demands that you mention the opposite, how bad it was before, the bad state that existed before. And if you don't mention that, so then you're detracting from the shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rambam says. Now the next thing I wanted to mention, the other point I wanted to say was, it's an interesting one. I know it's an abstract point, but you see, in Halacha Beis, Kishagov Yisrael Avim V'Ibdom B'Chof Hei B'Chodesh Kislev Hayah. And then he mentions, that's Beis, then Gimel, Neze Eskinu Chachomim Sheba'osa Ador. The Ram says, Sheyiyu Shmonas Yomim Ho'elu She'tchilosan Chof Hei B'Kislev Yimei Simcha V'Halel. So the question is, why did the Rambam write? Well, it's a funny way to write it. He should have said, "Mitneze hiskinu chacham shebaosa ador shemichof hei bekislev monim shmona yamim lesimcha lahalel." I mean, why does the Rambam say sheyiyu shmonas yamim or elu shetchilason chof hei bekislev? It's a cumbersome way of putting it. You see, a cumbersome way of putting it. What is he? Okay. Now this, let's leave this Rambam for a moment. It's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erchin Daf Yud where the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks a question, a famous question. What's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? How come on Sukkot every day you gomer as a Hallel, and on Pesach you are not gomer as a Hallel every day? Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara, what I think it was? In Erchin, right? Okay, Gemara is in Erchin of Yud. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. The Gemara gives a funny answer. Gemara says, so the Gemara says, "Umayishno Pesach de lo aminin," and basically what they says, Pesach means on Pesach you only have in the first day. Lamrina means the rest of the, it's a riot to the Rambam Shita, by the way, not like the Ramban, that the rest of the days of Pesach, Me'ikra Din, is nothing. Because the Gemara says, Ma'ishno, the Ramban argues the other way. But the Rambam holds that's only minig. Cholamite. Cholamite Pesach only minig. It's a riot from the Stam Lashna Gemara, and Pesach corroborates the Rambam Shita, basically. Because the Gemara says, Ma'ishno, Bechag de Amrinin Kol Yuma, Ma'ishno, Be Pesach de Lo Amrinin Kol Yuma. He means Me'ikra Din, the Gemara means, right? So on Pesach, you only chayev and howl, and then you only gomer the howl the first day. So the Gemara says, the chag chalukim b'korban osayin. The Pesach ain't chalukim b'korban osayin. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. Okay? What is the name? Most people know an answer to the fact of the malachim with the shiur, but that's really a medrash. The Gemara's answer is what? Pariachag, because the pariachag every day is different kabbonis. So if I told you that answer, what would you say? Say fine. I mean, but what does that do with halal? I mean, the chag is machayev and halal, and every day is the same. Is the same. So on Sukkot, it just so happens that the kabbonis are different, and Pesach they're the same. So what? I mean, why is that machayev? What does that do with the halal? The halal is basically in the yomtif of the chag is machayev and halal. What do I care if every day is a different carbon or not? You know what I mean? You could force answers, but what's the one saying? Say, okay, because halal is tied to Migdash. I mean, you can start saying all kinds of things. I don't see why halal should be tied only to Migdash, because it seems that halal is tied to the chag. So you have a Kedush Sayyom and you have a Chol HaMoed. If the Kedush Sayyom of Chol HaMoed is Machayev and Halal, it's Machayev and Halal. If it's not Machayev, it's not Machayev. This, of course, is a different Kabbanis. What's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara saying? So what we wanted to say is like this, that the that you see, Aristotle differentiated between discrete quantity and continuous quantity, like a line. A line is continuous quantity, okay? A number is discrete quantity. Okay, there's one from one to two. There's a gap. I mean, a number is discrete quantity, discrete elements, discrete entities. That's really the whole problem with the what? It's in paradox, but it's also a part of the the calculus, because the calculus is trying to take an instant, which is really a continuous quantity, a moment of continuous quantity, trying to deal with it mathematically with discrete quantity, number. So you have a problem. Okay. But there are two different types of quantity. The question is merely like this. You have yomim. A chag is made up of yomim, right? There's a chag, chag l'Hashem shivas yomim, okay? The question is, are these yomim discrete quantities, or are they continuous quantity? In other words, is the yomim like taking a ruler and measuring 7 inches? Except instead of 7 inches, I use 7 days. My ruler is days. So if that's the case, if it's like applying a ruler to a line, so the 7 yomim are really continuous quantity, correct? But there's another possibility. The other possibility is that the yomim are discrete quantities. It's 7 discrete quantities. Now you could say either way. You could say either way. And I think what we're saying is that what Chazal is saying is that there are two ways to have a chag. Either the yomim could be continuous quantities, like taking a ruler, applying it to the chag, or it could be discrete quantities. Either way. But what Chazal is saying is like this, that where it's possible, it's really a continuous quantity. But where it's not possible, it's a discrete quantity. In other words, with regard to Pesach, there's no reason that the yomim should be discrete quantities. So therefore, it's continuous quantity. You see, with regard, a chag can be made up of yomim in two ways, either discrete or continuous. With regard to Pesach, the halacha set it up as what? As continuous. Why? Because there's no reason. It's Occam, a matter of Occam's razor. There's no reason for it to be anything else. Why take the chag and chop it up? There's no reason to do that. So the smoothest was one chag. So therefore, the yomim are simply the yomim participate in the chag as a continuous entities. Okay, but minageya to sukkis, it's impossible, because since chalukim b'karbon aseihem, since with regard to karbonos, they're different. They're different. They're different machayvim and different kiyumim of kabbonis on each day. So the halacha had to set it up as discrete quantities. You see, that's basically what the Gemara is. That's how we're interpreting the Gemara. Okay. Now it's interesting. That's a good reference. And Bernie's making a reference to Pariah Machlekes Besil Beshan Pariah Chagam Milo Makot. Right. But yeah. I was thinking the same thing, that even Hanukkah, even if you say it's continuous, you'd still would say, because the question is, Hanukkah, you say Hallel every day. Yeah. But then I was thinking like this, that what would you say with regard to Hanukkah? Is Hanukkah really discrete or continuous? Okay? Is it discrete or is it continuous? So I'll tell you what I want to say. But I'll show you, Tosfos disagrees with me. But what I want to say is like this, that really the question is going to see where you have an underlying substratum of a Kedushas Hayom. So then the Yomim can participate in that Kedushas Hayom either as discrete entities or as continuous. Okay? But of course, I'm talking about not Kedushas Hayom of Issa Malacha. I'm talking about the Kedushas Arego. There's a Kedushas Arego. There's a saying of Dola. The Rego, what's the Lashon over there? But there is a Kedushas Arego. There's no question about it. But there's a Kedushas Arego. So, yeah, right. So there's a Kedushas Arego. So the question is, where you're measuring an underlying substratum of a Kedushas Arego, the Yomim can participate in that Kedushas Arego in two ways, two possibilities. Okay. Now the question is like this. What about Hanukkah? By Hanukkah, there is no underlying Kedushas Hayom. There's no Kedushas Hayom. It's simply a Kviyas Hayom. It's Kavu. The Kavu Yomei Hanukkah, Shmonis Yomei Hanukkah, Elo Lahoda Salah Hashem Harba. So now if that's the case, so it'll come down to what the, so you're talking about Sheshes Yomei Bereishis. So the question is Sheshes Yomei Bereishis a continuum, or is it, or is it discrete quantity, or is it continuous quantity? That's a question. What do you say? No, because now you're talking about Yomim. In other words, where you're using Yomim, where you're measuring an underlying Kedushas Arego, so you have a substratum of it, and now the Yomim participate in this Kedushas Arego, so they can either participate as discrete quantities or continuous, right? But where it's Yomim per se, there's no underlying substratum of a Kedushas Arego, it's just Yomim. So now the question is, what is Yomim? Are Yomim discrete or Yomim are continuous? All right, so it depends on Sheshes Yomei Bereishis. I mean, Sheshes depends on how you define the seven days of creation. Okay, because that's what you're really dealing with directly, right? Okay, that's what I want to say. I want to say that when it comes to Yomim per se, and you're not using Yomim as a vehicle to measure an underlying substratum, that the Yomim themselves are definitely discrete. Okay, and therefore on Hanukkah you'll have to have Hallel every day. Okay, but Tosfos disagrees with me because I found the Tosfos. This Gemara is mentioned in Mayan Cutting too. Tosfos is Chav Chesam Beis and Tainis. He says, "Hu Gomer Hallel Avol Shmona Yemei Pesach Lo Mishum Delo Domi LaChanukah VeSukkos." What is this? The Hanukkah Dinu Ligmar Hallel. Why? The chol haches yomim hoyo hanes misgadel, v'hoyo kol chad v'chad yom tov. Interesting, yeah. See, I really think without the concept that we're saying now, you can't understand the basis. What do you mean kol chad v'chad is yom tov? What do you mean? You can say so. It goes on. V'chein besukkos kol yomo v'yoma havi yom tov la'atzma. What does that mean? What do you mean? What about this? Is everything shmini atzeres? Shmini atzeres chag v'nei atzma. So make shachianu every day. You see, what does this mean? I think he means exactly what we're saying, namely that the yomim participate in the substratum of the kedusha arego, as separate, discrete quantities. You see, kol yom of a yom of a yom tov la'atzma lefi shepori achag mismatin v'holchin aval pesach eino mishtana lo mikarbonos v'lo miyom tov. Lekach ain gomer bo hallel el yom rishon. Does he say it basically? I mean, I think once you have the idea, I think that that's clear. That's what Tosfos is saying. The only right, because he's saying kol yomo v'yoma, kol yomo v'yoma havi yom tov la'atzma. Does that mean to make shechiyon every day? Wasn't shmini atzeres something the other day, right? What Tosfos is saying is exactly what we're saying, namely that the yomim can participate in the underlying kedushas hayom either as separate, discrete quantities, or simply like a ruler that measures off 7 days, okay, which would be continuous quantity. The only thing he disagrees with us in is with regard to Hanukkah, because Tosfos says that Hanukkah the Cholaches Yomim Koyanes Mizgadel, Vahavi Kol Chad Vahad Yomto. Apparently, Tosfos held that if it weren't for the fact that the Nes was Mizgadel every day, he's saying every day, what Tosfos is saying is like this, that the first day you had a Nes. Okay, great. And you don't expect a Nes the next day. And it's not the same Nes because he's learning that it's more of a Nes every day. So now the second day you're celebrating a new Chiddush in the Nes. So now he says you have to add it on as a discrete quantity because it's not participating in the same underlying phenomenon. If you have one uniform phenomenon like an underlying substratum of a Kedushas or Regel, so then you could say every day is simply measuring off on the ruler another quantitative unit, another continuous unit. But where every day it's a greater Nes, because the Nes, every day he's saying that less one day is one, less 2 days is, well, the first day is Nes Maha. The second day less, that's tremendous Chiddush, should have been out. Third day is even greater. Fourth day, every day is the Nes is Misgavel. So there's a Chiddush in the Nes every day. So a Chiddush in the Nes, he's saying, will force you to say that each unit you're adding on is separate, is a new discrete entity. That's what Tosfos is saying. But apparently, from the Mashmas at Tosfos, it would seem, interestingly, that Tosfos was holding for just a matter of Shachus and Mevrashus, okay, that then they would be, you'd view it as a continuous quantity. Very interesting. You need a Chiddush. He's saying, yeah, he said, that's correct. Now that is, I mean, that actually, to me, the only way to understand that, it's a philosophical idea, actually. It's a metaphysical idea. And that smacks of what the Rambam says reminds me of what the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, namely, that the whole Sheishis Yimei Bereishis was all an unraveling. If you look at Sheishis Yimei Bereishis as an unraveling, a sequential unraveling, then it's one continuum. So apparently, Tosfos held that way. It would seem that Tosfos held that way. Until you reach Shabbos, which is the ultimate harmony that arrived at a certain time, an ultimate harmony in the universe. So it's an interesting Tosfos. It really goes into the area of metaphysics. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra would seem to indicate, I mean, that it's a discrete quantity. Although, you see, there is one place where it indicates that it's not discrete. And as a Rashi says, that the Yom Sheni was completed on, doesn't say Kito, because it was completed on Yom Shlishi. So you see that there's overlapping, which would seem to, you know, indicate a kind of, like the Rambam says, an unraveling process. But the Psukim are identifying the elements that unraveled, which was all pre-programmed into the Bria, of course, but the underlying, I mean, basically, as far as I'm concerned, I would tell you this. I would say, what is Sheish Mevrashis? I mean, the seven days, Sheish Mevrashis, including Shabbos, that basically it can be viewed in two frameworks. It can be viewed either as discrete or as continuous. Because in one sense, it's continuous, like the Rambam says, it's an unraveling, but in another sense, There were elements that were pre-programmed, individual specifics that were pre-programmed to appear at certain points. So really, it's both. Actually, I'd say it's both. Maybe that would explain Tosfos. That Tosfos said that since it's both, so why didn't I take the smoother way of continuous? You see? So therefore, Tosfos says, because every day the Nes was Misgavel. Every day the Nes was Misgavel. But I think that Tosfos is an exact explanation or corroboration of the idea, the basic idea that we're saying, the difference between Pesach and between Sukkot, which is a tremendous chiddush. I don't think people realize that you have two Yom and Tovim that are actually structured differently. And the text doesn't say, I would have said simply that every day in Sheish Mevrashis is a separate. So therefore, it has to be that way. Could be the Rambam held that way. But Tosfos doesn't say that. But what Tosfos does corroborate is the pshat that there's an Occam's razor, so to speak, with regard to how a chag is set up. It could be set up as continuous or as discrete, and it depends on the situation. Sukkot cannot be set up as continuous, so it's discrete, but Pesach is set up as continuous. It's an amazing thing. I was going to say it's no problem because Hanukkah is takanas v'chalnil misakin. It doesn't matter even if it's continuous. You know, you could say that you light one there for all 8 days, and say every day chayvin there, so chayvin hol. But Taisus isn't like, Taisus wants it to be exactly the same. Taisus is very specific. He wants it to be exactly what his sheet is, that if it's continuous, one Kriyas HaHalel would suffice for Kol Shemayin HaSayamah, just like Pesach. But it's exactly, that's why Taisus is very much a stickler. It's exactly like Sukkos, that it's really discrete evidence. Now the Rambam, getting back to the Rambam, that's why I think the Rambam says that Shetchilason Chofei, why do you say Shetchilason Chofei? Because, you see, if it were a continuum, the Rambam wouldn't have to say Shetchilas and Chafei. Because if it's continuum, so that's it. The Shetchilas and Chafei means, because since it's discrete quantities, so the question is, down the line, why is this still Hanukkah, and how does this relate to the Nes? That's the Rambam's kasha. In other words, if it's one unit, so that's it. Monim, Chafei, Shmanez Yom. But since each day is a discrete entity, so how does day four relate to the nes hamochama of chafei? You see, you can't. It's true you can extend the nes because of nes hashem in 8 days, but the problem is it has to be nes hamochama. Without nes hamochama is gone, and nes hamochama is only chafei. So the Ram's answer is it's related day four and day five. Each day is related to the nes hamochama to yom chafei because Yom Chafei is the first in the series. And this is a member of the series which begins with Chafei. That's the relationship. When I'm speaking about Yom Vav on Hanukkah, how does Yom Vav contain the element of Nes HaMochama of Chafei? The answer is, it's a discrete thing, a discrete series, but this series began with Chafei. It was initiated by Chafei. So it's a member of a series that began with Chafei. And that's why it's related to Nes HaMochama. That's what the Rambam said. Ram is a mathematician. Mathematically, he's showing you how it has to be related. That's what the Ram is saying. Because I mean, it's not mathematics. Well, I'm just saying, he's showing you, setting it up like a mathematical series, that each member of the series is causally related to the initial, to the initiation, the first member, first cause. So that's why it's, that's how it contains Chafei. That's what I believe Ram's lashon is. Okay.
Yeah, what we're talking about is the sheet of Taisus, because what we said was it wasn't necessary for Taisus to say that the Nes was Nesgadol B'chol Yom. He could have just said that Yom and the Maisa Bereshis. Yom and the Maisa Bereshis are discrete quantities. But Taisus didn't choose to do so, because Taisus says that no, since every day is Nesgadol Nes, that's why it's separate. So what we're thinking about in Taisus is like this. That really in Sheishis, in Maisa Bereshis, so Yomim could be viewed either as a continuous quantity, measuring an unraveling process, you see, or else it can be viewed as discrete quantity reflecting in individual stages that appear in the process of unraveling. It's like the Pasuk talks about it. Actually, I said the Pesukim and Mashma both ways. Because the Pasuk is because you see certain things that started, like that which started in with the Mayim, started in the second day, was completed in the third day. So you see it's an unraveling, but it's also in individual stages. So if you look at it in terms of the stages, so it's discrete. If you look at it in terms of measuring a process, so it's continuous. So Taisus apparently holds like that. And Taisus holds that you would say also it would be more smooth to say, since if Hanukkah were, it depends on what Hanukkah is. If Hanukkah were one thing, one nace, one uniform nace, so then it would be more appropriate to say, like we do on Pesach, which is basically an Occam's razor kind of thing, that it's simpler to say, you go the simplest way, that it's a continuous quantity. Why should you break it up? I mean, it's continuous quantity. So that would be the smoother way to go. But, Taisus says, since every day was Nisgadol Hanes, so then every day is a new feature, that reflects the discrete quantity of Maisa Bereshis. That every day is a new stage. Every day something new appears. So therefore, what Taisha is saying is, since that's the case, since the nace reflects the idea of new emerging phenomena, so then it's the discrete yomim that are halachically endowed with the yomei, with the yomei achag is characterized by the discrete yomim. But apparently they saw the 7 days of creation, all Maisa Bereshis, the Yomim and Maisa Bereshis, Taisus holds, can be viewed both ways. And the depends what the nature of what you're doing is, you see. So if the underlying nace is uniform, so then the Yomim will come into the picture as continuous entities, continuous quantity. It's more smooth. There's no reason. That's Occam's razor, basically. But if the nace is something which is an unraveling, every day's a new feature, so then it reflects yomim as discrete quantities. That's the way Taisus seems to learn. It's a very deep idea. Now, it didn't just take it superficially. Like we said, Taisus could have superficially said Chanukah. Well, you have to say halal every day simply because that's the Takanas Chacham. He didn't say that. He said, of course, it's exactly structured. He insisted, Taisus was very meticulous, that Chanukah must be structured exactly like Chag HaSukkos. Exactly. Same lesson. Same thing. Like I said, we both want to, first say, Matzah. But not, he's very precise. And over here also, you see, in terms of Yomim, he's saying that he's operating under the principle that the Yomim of Maisa Bereshis can be viewed in two ways. It's an interesting concept. What we're saying now, I'm going to think into it, make sure it makes sense. But what we're saying now is that Yomim themselves have a dual identity. And when you koveya a chag, like Hanukkah, so the question is, under what framework of Yomim are you operating? The question is raised that the Pshuta Shemikra would seem to imply clearly that it's discrete. Although I told you that, you see, it's not so simple, because you see something from the second day, the second day wasn't until the third day. So you see that what the Pasuk is pulling out the certain stages. Okay. But that would indicate that both are true. Because in other words, why is it Yom Sheni? Because it's Yom Sheni in terms of measuring the process. But the particular stage wasn't completed at that time. Well, whatever. But I would answer the question this way. If you asked me in any other place in the Torah, I'd say you're right. Pshuta Shemek was like that. That's the way it is. But we have a Masorah that the first Pasha in the Torah, you see, that where it deals with the creation, deals with the Bria, that is not, there's no Pshuta Shemek. It's not Pshuta Shemek. I mean, everyone, that's a Masorah we have. That is not Pshuta Shemek. There's no one that disagrees with that. I mean, Rashi says clearly, Yehi Ma'oros B'kiyah Shemayim. What's the implication? They should appear. No. They were there already. It means Yehi Ma'oros B'kiyah Shemayim. They should be in a certain place with regard to the atmosphere, with regard to the Rekiah. Yeah, right. Position. So you see that there's no Pshuto Shomikra and with regard to the Yomim and Maisa Bereshis. Okay. There's one thing I want to mention. Somebody mentioned to me that that years ago we did the first Rambam in the Hanukkah. And what we said that the first Rambams are a Machayev. We didn't say what we said yesterday. But I just want to say that I don't think it's a contradiction. I think that what we said last time is also significant. Because that's why it's a part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Because it's the Machayev. You see? You understand what I mean? Last time we went so far, we just said it's a Machayev. But okay, it's a Machayev. Why does Ram have to mention it? Now what we're saying is that it's a Machayev And because it's a machayev, that's why it's a part of the Torah Shebal Peh of the mitzvah. So, but the Torah Shebal Peh of the mitzvah is an entity. Every mitzvah has its concomitant Torah Shebal Peh that goes with it. Okay.